Victims of Hurricane Katrina have had plenty to complain about: disrupted lives, lost homes, and elusive help. Last week, NPR's Howard Berkus discovered a place devoted to venting about the storm in the devastated town of Waveland, Mississippi.
The vent tent is shaped like a Quonset hut, and it stands in the red brick rubble of a Catholic church, looking out to the calm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. It's in its waning days of operation, so people are checking in one last time.
Do you, at this time, have anything to tell me?
You're where I would hope that you were going to be.
Kathy Asher and Tom Peavy sit in folding chairs, an air conditioner humming in the background. Asher is a piano teacher who first came in weeks ago, her hometown in ruins, her home destroyed, and neighbors drowned. She saw a sign above the tent door which says this: "But now faith, hope, and love remain." Listen carefully, because hearing loss affects her speech.
And it says at the bottom of the sign, it says, "Open, come in." So that's why I'm in that door.
Asher was overwhelmed by the losses and the task of rebuilding. She was going nuts, she told Tom Peavy, a professor of counseling and psychology.
There are layers of bureaucracy and insurance companies and organizations and local politics, and all kinds of situations blend into a salad of activity that is awfully difficult for individuals to tolerate in terms of its taste. And so sometimes they find it convenient just to come by here and tell us what it tastes like.
For some, the taste is unimaginably bitter.
One man had his wife and 8-year-old son swept away in the flood. He was holding on to them and held as long as he could, and then he doesn't know where they are.
The man arrived even before the tent was erected. Word had spread fast about the place the locals dubbed the vent tent. The man told Peavy's predecessor, a fire department chaplain, that what he really needed was a 9mm pistol. His suicidal despair deepened when he was beaten bloody by intruders seeking water, food, and money. The chaplain made sure the man had counseling every day. Tom Peavy.
In some ways, this is like a cemetery. There has been death done here, physical death of body, damage and death to hopes and dreams and futures. However, individuals who have the ability to move forward can have new hope, new future, new direction in life.
Kathy Asher says that's what she got at the vent tent, as well as help cutting through red tape and getting work done at her home.
I have sent so many people down here because it made me feel so good. And I want to thank them for doing this for me.
After more than 4 weeks and more than 300 people, the vent tent in Waveland, Mississippi closes this weekend. Local counseling programs and churches are ready to step in. Howard Berkus, NPR News.